And here's the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 3rd of March, 2011. 1802, on this day, Beethoven published the Moonlight Sonata, the Sonata number 14 in C-sharp minor, opus 27, number 2, which was very popular in his own time, which did not please Beethoven. He said, "Surely I've written better things." 1875, on this day, the opera Carmen appeared on stage for the first time at the Opéra Comique in France. The audience shocked by the characters of Carmen, a gypsy girl, her lover, Don José. Georges Bizet died of a heart attack just 3 months after the debut. It was on this day, 1923, Time magazine was first published. Still the most widely read weekly news magazine in the world, though circulation has declined since the late 1990s. Still, about 20 million Americans read it every week. 1931, on this day, the Star-Spangled Banner became the official national anthem of the United States. Written by Francis Scott Key toward the end of the War of 1812, he put his poem to music, the song To Anacreon in Heaven, a barroom song. The Star-Spangled Banner competed with My Country, 'Tis of Thee and Hail Columbia for ceremonial uses. The U.S. Navy was the first to adopt the Star-Spangled Banner officially in 1889. The White House recognized it in 1916, and in 1931, Congress made it official. And it's the birthday of Ira Glass, the host of This American Life, born in Baltimore, 1959. Who once said his favorite sorts of stories are the ones where there's a cheerful embracing of life and a curiosity about the world, stories that reassert the fact that we live in a world where joy and empathy and pleasure are all around us. He collected some of his favorite stories in the anthology The New Kings of Nonfiction in 2007. Here's a poem for today by William Matthews, A Night at the Opera. "The tenor's too fat," the beautiful young woman complains, "and the soprano dowdy and old. But what if Otello's not black, if Rigoletto's hump lists, if Ari Gilda and her entourage of flesh outweigh the cello section? In fairy tales, the prince has a good heart, and so, as an outward invisible sign of an inward invisible grace, his face is not creased, nor are his limbs gnarled. Our tenor holds in his liver-spotted hands the soprano's broad, burgeoning face. Their combined age is 97. There's spittle in both pinches of her mouth. A vein in his temple twitches like a worm. Their faces are a foot apart. His eyes widen with fear as he climbs to the high B-flat he'll have to hit and hold for 5 dire seconds. And then they'll stay in their stalled hug for as long as we applaud." Franco Corelli once bit Birgit Nielsen's ear in just such a command embrace because he felt she'd upstaged him. Their costumes weigh 15 pounds apiece. They're poached in sweat and smell like fermenting pigs. Their voices rise and twine, not from beauty nor from the lack of it, but from the hope for accuracy and passion, both. They have to hit the note and the emotion, both, with the one poor arrow of the voice. Beauties for amateurs. A Night at the Opera by William Matthews from his collection Search Party, Collected Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.